Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome on in. It is the afternoon show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Jack Fritz and Ike Reese hanging out on this Friday afternoon live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. What's happening, Ike?
Fritzy, I'll let you boy.
As always, Chickies and Pete's. Baseball is better at Chickies and Pete's. Pre-game, in-game, or post-game feast. Find a location near you online at chickiesandpetes.com. So we got a busy little weekend ahead of us, Ike. We got, you know, the Pirates in town. Phil's the nice win last night.
Nice win last night.
Yeah, it's going to see some slugs. Shout out to Howard Eskin. I think he might have saved the season. He might have saved the season early. They go out. They hit three home runs. They improved, too. The last 2 years, Ike, 24-3 when they hit three-plus home runs.
Well, okay.
I think we got a magic number.
So then we should be hitting home runs.
I think they should hit more
get
home runs.
Get back to slugging?
Yeah, get back to slugging. You can see those shirts. We're going to be slugging all over the place this summer for sure. But it's also a big weekend for the Sixers. And we're coming down the stretch run here. We've talked a lot these last couple days about how the expectations feel like they are back on this team. Mm-hmm. And with a big game against the Magic tonight, how I feel heading into the postseason is I think it's time that we give – this Sixers team a clean slate. Like, I am so tired of hearing, hey, wake me until they get out of the second round, and Embiid's a loser. I think we are holding the failures of, sure, Embiid was here for it, of the past versions of this Sixers team too much against this team. Like, it is a new-ish team. Like, Tyrese Maxey's now ascending into being this team's second star. This first postseason, we're going to really see that.
What year is this for Tyrese?
Tyrese?
Yeah.
This is year four.
Oh, yeah.
Year four.
Well, I just want to know, it's not just Joel that's been here for those defeats. Tyrese has been here, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Different version of Tyrese, though.
Tyrese goes from bench player
to the starter to now being the co-star, the
True.
Robin,
okay.
Hopefully to Joel Embiid's Batman. And listen,
okay.
The Toby Stench is still here. The Tobias Harris.
Yeah, he was here for those, too.
He's been a part of a lot of these in the years past.
Yeah. Well, he's been here 4 years, 5 years, 5 years.
It was his first year as the Butler year, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, Toby, at this point for me, is more of an afterthought than I'm still super worked up about him. Like, Toby's here.
It's good.
Toby's here. And
we're going to need him, and he's going to win a game for us.
Win a game's a stretch. But he's here. I'll give you that. He is 100% here. And Nick Nurse is here, too. You know, like, Doc Rivers, Drew, was crazy.
Yep.
Doc Rivers was beyond annoying, and I totally agree. And if Doc Rivers was still here, yeah, I wouldn't be calling for a clean slate. But given this newish version of this team, given probably the healthiest Joel Embiid is heading into the postseason, given Tyrese Maxey now a new version of a second star and one that I think a lot of the city believes in rather than the Ben Simmons of the years past, the James Harden of the years past, at least he's likable. I mean, those guys weren't even close to being likable, and we felt like they would let us down. Now, Tyrese might let us down, but we don't know that. I think we knew that Ben Simmons and James Harden would.
Yeah.
I'm ready to give the Sixers a clean slate heading into this postseason. I'm ready for this to almost start over.
Yeah, clean slate is a little bit of a stretch. I guess I understand the sentiment that you want to sort of rid yourself of the baggage and the loser mentality, and I understand wanting to do that, and that's fine, but I don't think most fans will have the ability to do that, including me. Like, last year did just happen. Game 6 and Game 7 of last year happened a year ago. So to find themselves, quite frankly, in the fortunate position that they find themselves in, despite the record, when you just look at the circumstances surrounding getting out of the East, you got to take advantage of this. You just do. You don't get a clean slate. You don't, because while Tyrese Maxey may be young, guess who's not young? Joel Embiid. He's not old, but he damn sure ain't young. And so, and guess who else isn't young? The Celtics aren't young. And if you hadn't realized, some of these young teams in the East, they aren't going to get old overnight. So they're going to be even better next year. The Magic, the Knicks, the Cavs, like these teams could be even stronger and better next year. Like it's not going to get any easier for the Sixers moving forward. And this year may just be the year things set up for us. The basketball gods may have finally dealt us a nice little hand here. And you got to take advantage of it. And I can't sit back and look at the Sixers and say, while I'm happy Joel's back and Tyrese Maxey's playing well, it doesn't really matter how the season ends this year. Well, we had the opportunity for that to be the case by not bringing back Joel Embiid. Because I said this is what was going to happen if he came back. The expectations were going to rise. And that's where we are now.
And they have.
And they have. And they should. And they should. No one looks as healthy, as strong as the Sixers look right now going in the Eastern Conference. Boston is trying to fight through the last portion of this season without getting anybody injured. They already know they have the number one seed locked up forever. They're just trying to make sure they stay sharp and not get sloppy and pick up bad habits. That's hard for a team that's front run wire to wire this season. Milwaukee, we see they're struggling. We see Milwaukee struggling from a health standpoint. And then I look at the rest of the teams.
I mean, you're talking about the Knicks, the Magic, the Cavs.
The Pacers. The Heat.
The Heat, too. Yeah, they don't look like they have the juice this year. I know they get a turn on the postseason.
Nah,
I mean, the run's right there.
Embiid is healthy at the right time. For the first time in his career, he's going into the playoffs seemingly healthy, well-rested. Stamina is the only thing, endurance is the only thing that's holding him back right now that he needs to sort of get in playoff mode there. And then it boils down to, like you said, Tyrese Maxey. I know nobody wants to hear it. Tobias Harris, Kelly Oubre, Kyle Lowry, all these guys. Can they take advantage of this situation? It's there for them. And I believe that the pressure to win and the expectation to win, I'm not saying win the NBA championship. Getting to the conference finals is a must. And dare do I think, let's get to the conference finals and see how we match up against Boston. I'm not saying I expect them to get to the NBA finals. Boston is a very good basketball team. They've been playing together all season long. They're same core. This is virtually the second version of the 2023-2024 Philadelphia 76ers. It's the second version of them. So I understand that. But the rest of these teams, nah.
It's set up.
I'm looking at the best player is Jalen Brunson and Donovan Mitchell and Paolo Banchero and Tyrese Halliburton. And like Okay, you want to give me a hobble Giannis?
Hobble Giannis. Dame.
Embiid is going to be the best player in just about every series, am I right?
100%.
Every series.
Yeah. And even
and he's healthy.
And he could make the argument even against Boston.
Even
too.
Against Boston. I will say even against Boston.
215.
He'll be the best player.
215-592-9494 is
and
how you
healthy.
Get in.
He's and healthy.
Have you risen your expectations for the Sixers team? Is your expectation the Eastern Conference Finals? And are you willing to give them a clean slate, or is it still hold their feet to the fire?
Yeah.
Like, I just don't want to head into this postseason. Like, this is how I feel. Like, I don't have this black cloud that I felt like had been holding over the Sixers mm-hmm. with Ben straight into Harden. Like, I feel like almost all that is forgiven. I have forgiven them.
Nobody's forgiven anything.
And if they go out.
What are you talking about right
now? I've forgiven them.
Forgiven them for what?
I've forgiven the past transgressions.
For what? Why?
Because this is a new team. Because
it's been a new team every year. It's been a new team every year. It's been a new team every year. New version, Tobias, Jimmy, JJ. Then you go with Doc. I mean, it's been a new team every year with this team. Ben Simmons, James Harden. You know, now we got this team. We had Pat Beverly and Marcus Morris for a while. Now we got Kyle Lowry. It's a new team every year.
Yeah, that's why I'm giving this team a clean slate.
It's never been an excuse for them not to win.
They still got to win. I'm not saying they can go in and lose. I'm not walking into this negative feeling of, hey, get out of the second round. Like, go in and the past is the past. I don't want them feeling there's a huge burden on them. Go out there, play your best game, and go on a run.
You're soft as cotton. Soft as cotton. You don't want them to feel the burden to go win.
No.
Well, I'm sorry. The last decade, have we as a fan base not shouldered the burden of going down there and supporting this team? That quits late in the season, that's always got excuses for why they don't win. They blame each other, throw each other under the bus, raise ticket prices every year. I'm sorry. Hold on. Where have they earned this pass to not meet expectations? Where have they earned this at? I'm sorry. I don't see that.
Well, but you're doing exactly what I feel like a lot of people are doing. Like,
and they should do.
Nah, I'm not there. I'm not there.
Yeah, and I'm saying why though?
Because I think this is a different version. This is a different
it's
version.
It's a different version. Oh, now you like the team.
I've always liked the Sixers.
No. That's not what I'm saying.
I like this version.
I'm not opposed to disliking the team. That's saying somehow you found an affinity for this team.
Yeah, I didn't.
Why? Maxie was barely a two guy a couple weeks ago. What is it?
Well, he's still a three. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what is it you like about this team?
Well, because if he's
now?
A three, then why do I have the expectation that they should go on a run here?
I want to know why you like
because
this team.
Because I like
pass.
Tyrese Maxey is a likable second star. He's someone that I don't like.
They're likable.
He is likable. Dude, the second star's the last 2 years for Ben Simmons, James Harden.
Well, he's not. What athletes do we got in this town that isn't likable?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't know. I'm just talking like we.
I would say most of them are.
I agree.
Most of them are like, but the expectations is the same for everybody. So being likable ain't good enough for me.
But we've had unlikable guys on this team in years past. We have. I mean, we had Ben. We had and we had the coach that no one liked.
Oh my
I'm willing to give Nick Nurse a clean slate. Do we have to hold the past
we
against
like
Nick Nurse
team.
Too?
We like.
We have
the
to
team.
Hold the Hawks series against Nick Nurse.
We like the team.
Yes. I like the Sixers. I like this team.
We like the team. You don't have to go out there and win. Just go out there and try. Yeah. Go ahead. Go ahead. We'll pat you on the back. Mr. Standing Ovation over here. I'm mad I associated myself with you with this nonsense now. Because now you're trying to permeate the rest of the city with the rest of the teams. And nonsense we did last year with Trey, that ain't working for everybody else. Especially when you want the Eagles to lose all the time.
Except for the Eagles.
And exactly. You don't give them any pass. So I don't want to hear that nonsense.
They
I want to hear it.
The Eagles don't get a clean slate. 215.
Exactly.
592.
Nobody gets a clean slate around here.
215-592-9494 to get in. Are you giving the Sixers a clean slate? It's time. I need to hear the second round stuff. I get it. Now, the one caveat here, Ike, and the thing that's making me nervous heading into this postseason. This Allen Iverson statue is a disaster. I mean, you want to talk about some bad juju? You want maybe a black cloud hanging over the franchise? They gave away a trophy today to Allen Iverson. I mean, what in
oh
the
my
world?
God.
It's small. I've never seen a statue so small. Don't give me sculpture nonsense either.
Well, they had to change the name. That's not a statue. I mean, if it's a statue, it's a miniature statue. It's not a statue in the sense of what we would think a statue is.
Is this Josh Harris cheapening out? I mean, why are they making it small? I don't get it.
I mean, shout out to Bubba Chuck. First of all, let's not do that on his day.
It's not about it.
I know
we're defending him.
I know it. I just don't want it to come off as if we're raining on his day.
Never.
About because that's one of my guys, and the fact that he's being celebrated today was great. But come on, Sixers organization, you could have added at least two more feet to that. Two to three more feet to that statue.
Statues are supposed to be
towering.
Larger than life.
Yeah. I should look up at a statue.
Yeah, I'm going to we're eye
to eye. I'm 6'3".
Yeah.
So even if the statue is 6'5 or 6'8, it's okay. It doesn't have to be an 8-foot statue, 10-foot statue. But, I mean, that thing looks like that's one step ahead of the Heisman Trophy they gave out right there. I've held the Heisman Trophy before.
Did Iverson hold?
I don't think I can hold that.
I think you're close, though.
The base was kind of – it's about 3 feet.
It's not that – you're not that far off. Man. That's making me – if the Sixers lose early, I'm blaming the – I'm just letting you know, I'm blaming the Iverson statue. It's 100% going
to
be the
not
reason.
Losing early, man. Let's go. We're going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
215-592-9494 to get in. Are you giving the Sixers a clean slate heading into the postseason? Or are you still
clean
holding
slate, my ass.
The past transgressions against this team? Brahim's in Jacksonville. What's happening, bro?
Yo, what up, Jack? Hey, okay. So let me ask you this. Okay, I'm 48 years old, all right? The Sixers have been breaking my heart for 41 years. My heart is scarred, is toughened. They get a clean slate with me every single year. Like, that don't matter to me. And I just want to ask you this, because I know you're a basketball head like me. Mm-hmm. How many years did Joel Embiid have to play with Ben Simmons?
I don't care about any of that. All I know is right now there's an opportunity in the Eastern Conference. There's a path where they could get to the, at minimum, the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm not asking for an NBA championship. Hell, I didn't even say they should get to the finals. I said the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay, that's fine. But you're not getting to the Eastern Conference Finals as a freaking center. I don't care if you're an all-star center. If your point guard won't shoot, you're not getting to the Eastern Conference Finals.
We got a point guard that will shoot. We're not talking about Benson. Ben Simmons hasn't played here in 2.5 years.
We're talking about past transgressions.
Yes,
No, we're not. Hey, Brahim, no, we're not. That's what you all are trying to use to pacify yourself. I'm talking about this year.
Listen, I expect them every single year since we had Embiid since he started playing, I expected us to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Okay.
I ain't saying don't hold them accountable.
Okay.
All I'm saying is all this I'm not watching till they get past the second round.
Who said that? Nobody said it.
That's been the whole conversation all year. Wake me up when they get out of the second round.
Nobody said it. We're not talking about what somebody said at the beginning of the year. We're talking about right now. The Sixers have gotten a rebirth. We weren't even talking about the Sixers for 2 months. Knock it off. They stunk for 2 months until Joel Embiid got back. And now we see what Joel Embiid looks like, so now people are interested. What are we talking about right now? They stunk for 2 months of the season while Embiid was out. And now he's back. And now we see how he looks. So now people's expectations are changing based on what they see. Here you are talking about a clean slate.
Yes. I'm saying don't hold the past against this team. Enter into the postseason. It's almost like a rebirth.
When you say don't hold the past against them, I don't understand what that means.
Well,
I guess maybe I'm not clear as to what that means.
Well, because I feel like the hold the past against them is doing the whole, like, it's been 10 years, the process, Doc Rivers, all this, Ben Simmons, James Harden, like, this is a new version of this team.
So if they were to lose.
I'll be mad, yeah.
No. No. It's not you being mad. You said don't hold the pass. So you don't expect anybody to bring up the pass if they go out early.
Yeah, I don't think they need to. I think this is a new team.
How would this team be talked about then?
Be disappointed.
Hold on. No. The level of anger would not match that. You're trying to say we would be disappointed, like somehow the little engine that couldn't get up the hill. That's not how this fan base is going to react. So how do you think they're going to react if they go out early? You think the pass isn't going to be brought up?
I think people will bring it up.
And it shouldn't be brought up?
I think people will bring it up. I just wouldn't
hold it. It shouldn't be brought up.
I wouldn't hold it against them. I think
I'm asking you. It shouldn't be brought up.
I'm saying I wouldn't bring it up, but it will be.
You would bring it up. You know why?
Why?
Because when discussing this team, when they fell in the postseason, it's the only way to discuss them. It's their past failures. It's the only way to discuss them. It's been 40 years since they won.
Mm-hmm.
So when they lose, when they shouldn't lose in the playoffs, how do you discuss them without discussing all of the other failures except for 2001?
Well, I think one of the things that I view differently about this team, mm-hmm. and why I kind of feel this whole clean slate feeling heading into the postseason, is that I think people view this team as losers. And I just don't think that's fair.
You know how you change that, Jack?
By
winning.
I know.
So continuing to lose isn't going to change that perception.
Right, but it's a different version of that team.
It's always a different version.
But
it's been 20 different versions of it. It doesn't matter.
Is it fair to say that the James Harden was a loser? Ben Simmons was a loser, right?
Listen, I love Joel Embiid probably more than any athlete. I won't say any athlete today, but I'm a big Joel Embiid guy. You think he's not perceived as a loser?
I think he's perceived as a loser.
So then you're naming out Ben Simmons and James Harden and all these other guys. Embiid is still here.
Right.
So how's that not going to – that's not going to change if he doesn't win.
I think Joel Embiid will still be held to a high standard. But I think also he had other people around him that may have dragged him down. And if Embiid does it again with, I think, maybe the cleanest slate he's had heading into the postseason, then I think we can go back into the Joel Embiid conversation.
See, here's what's not going to happen. Maybe you're going to get some people who say trade Joel Embiid. I'm not. Nobody's talking about re-signing Tyrese Maxey, firing Nick Nurse. Right? We know Daryl Morey just got an extension. He's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But if this team were to lose before they get to the Eastern Conference Finals, I don't understand. Like, are we celebrating the team? Like, what are we doing? It's just blasé. It didn't matter.
Well,
I think we shouldn't be upset.
I think it's perfectly fair to be upset. But I think the whole, this is who they are. They are losers. This is what they do every year. I don't think that's fair because I think this is Sixers 3.0.
How is it 3.0?
Because
Joel Embiid is still here.
We're learning another iteration of the team.
God.
We are.
Oh, my God.
We are.
I need to talk to somebody else.
215-592-9494. We are live at Chickies and Pete's. Nothing goes better with Philly basketball, hockey, and baseball than Chickies
Damn
and Pete's.
Statue got me mad today already.
Pre-game, in-game, or post-game, online, chickiesandpete's.com. We'll get to your phone calls on the other side. Are you willing to give this Sixers team a clean slate heading into the postseason? It's a brand new team.
You know what you're asking for? You're asking for a free pass is what you're asking for. not asking for a clean slate. You're saying, will we give this team a free pass? It shouldn't matter what they do this postseason. That's really what you're saying.
What I'm saying is that if they choke, then they're going to get ripped. But it's almost, this is a new Sixers team. Don't hold Doc Rivers against them. Don't hold the Hawks series against them. Don't hold all the past against them. And enter in with a clean slate. Enter into this postseason with a clean slate and believe again.
It makes no sense.
215-592.
I'm believing. I'm expecting them to win.
Yeah.
How's that different? I expect because
you
by did believing in them.
You already
you're saying you want to give them a free pass that it shouldn't
I didn't say
matter.
Free pass. I said clean slate.
I know you're trying to use a different word to describe what you're really saying.
But you're doing the same Neanderthal nonsense the other Sixers fans do. They raised ticket prices. The process was 10 years. Doc Rivers, Joel Embiid. I don't care. New team, new city, new statue. It's the Afternoon Show, Sports Radio 94, WIP. We'll get to your phone calls coming up next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.